section of it?
Sure.
Should I go into A?
Oh. No, just come and stand here with me. Like, just try to feel what it would be like.
Now your arm is doing different things, so that's what starts happening.
Well, so here I'm not fiddling when I'm doing the singing. So can you manage to come around here?
Sure, yeah.
And, like, picture I have...
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I could be right here.
Yeah,
I think you're also Abby, so you don't have to be like.
Right.
Ain't got no use for that brick broken chair. Got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now.
I'll let you guys do that.
So then,
you ain't got no use.
Ain't got no use. Ain't got no use for that red rocking chair. I got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now.
Is that that blend is good? So I can be back here.
Okay.
Which really?
Cool. I mean, it's not going to stay there, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good.
So we can, because I think we'll be comfortable playing fiddle here. Okay. I think it'll work. I think your banjo will get picked up in your voice if you
can. Okay, my only concern is if you're going to be up there and I'm back here, I can't hear you. Rhythmically, I'm going to need to hear you.
Right.
Your back is to me. The audience can hear you, but I can't.
I see.
So can you get a little of you in the monitor?
That would be very helpful.
A little of this guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet we could.
Bevan?
Yes.
That's a different
thing. Can we try?
I should have written, I'm not playing guitar on that.
To get just this much guitar in the monitor.
I think she's just talking about how we're arranging ourselves now in general. Like, because she's realizing.
If I'm ever behind Kristen, I can't hear her.
Yeah.
That happens every once in a while.
So it seems like we're going to be in this configuration. You and me will be locking into rhythmically.
Yeah, without the bass, I mean, I think you should probably just be over there.
Yeah, and I'll be right here.
Because you don't have to worry about being lost.
No, exactly. I'm on the set, and it's fine. Because I have my own mic. And if I sing, I'll come around here.
Thank you.
farther back.
Raina would be on that side, Raina would be right here. Okay. So you'd be in the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's probably right.
And I can feel what you're doing.
If anything, you should be a little older, so you should be right in the middle. She's loud, you know, she really cuts and then it's
a little more open.
Yeah.
No? Yeah, you should hear the sweet spot.
I feel like the middle is the thing. I didn't hear so much on the recording, but...
Yeah.
But she was way over here.
Thanks for coming, everybody, to the studios in Corrales to see a special treat. John McNair and I saw these girls at Rocky Grass last summer, and we left our hearts and minds up there right behind the workshop stage when we met them, and we knew that we had to bring them down to New Mexico, so please welcome Uncle Earl.
Thank you. everybody. We're Uncle Earl. We drove here from Lyons, Colorado.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Rich. All right. Well, we're happy to be here. And so we play old-time music. And old-time music is related to bluegrass music. How many people out here are fans of bluegrass music? And in particular, we're going to slow it down right now and play a waltz for you that I learned off a recording of the Monroe Brothers. You can't get much more. That's like right on the cusp of old-time music and bluegrass music, isn't it? So here's a waltz. Old grass. Something like that. And it's a Carlisle Brothers song called No Letter in the Mail. Let's kick it off.
Actually makes her the local girl, believe it or not. The rest of us are from various parts of the Southeast. She's a wonderful songwriter, and she's a big part of the bluegrass community and old-time community up in the Lyons, Boulder, Denver area, and we're lucky enough to call that area our second home due to her, which is wonderful, and maybe that'll bring us down here to New Mexico more often. Which would be nice. Oh, good. She's going to sing this next one that she wrote, and it has a little bit to do with relationship advice, which on our long hours in the car, we ended up talking quite a bit about boys and clothes and... things of great importance, of course. So we're going to let her kick it off. This is called Thinking in Terms. This is Miss Casey Groves.
Music industry. She gets us onto all sorts of cushy tour buses to hang out with celebrities, and we like that. It's fun. And she's also a really talented songwriter and a beautiful singer and a lovely banjo player and much fun to travel with, Abigail Washburn.
So this next one is called Warfare, and it is an old gospel song taking you back to the old Baptist churches in North Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, South Carolina. And I learned it off of a recording of a man named E.C. Ball. I don't know if any of you are geek out like we do and, you know, go back and study old recordings and think, oh, that's the coolest song, we gotta do that, you know, from the 20s and 30s, and we're just like, so excited. We'll even debate. Oh no, he definitely wasn't doing field recordings at that time. No, it couldn't be from 27. It must be 37. You know.
This is the discussion we just had. We just had. Like, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah, but once Raina found out that she was right, she was like, before she was like, oh, I don't feel good. It's the altitude. I'm tired. And then when Abby said from the back seat, she was like, oh, I guess it is 37. You're right. All of a sudden, Raina perked up and she was like, oh, I knew it.
Okay. Warfare. My Lord told his disciple, after I am risen and gone, you will meet with troubles and trials. Bye-bye my rebukes and scorn. You can rebuke me all you want to. I'm traveling home.
Took over your eardrums for a couple of minutes. I wanted to make her welcome all the way from Asheville, North Carolina, where she lives now. Actually, from Elkhart, Indiana, which is where the Uncle Earl tour caravan has been coming from, and not quite up to the mythology. We don't actually travel around in a great big plush tour bus yet. We're in this little rent-a-van, and we came from Elkhart, Indiana, where we played for a beautiful church concert in Raina's hometown, our Fiddler's hometown. And her father came out and joined us actually on a couple of tunes. His name's Dan Gellert, and he's a pretty well-known old-time fiddler. So this woman grew up with it in her family and in her blood, and you can hear it in her fiddle playing. She's got an amazing record out of tunes, and the one she just played for you is called Ways of the World, and she'll be amazing you all evening, Ms. Raina Gellert. And we've got a new record. Woohoo! That's what we think. In fact, it was specially ordered for you people. We recorded it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now? In about 2 days of hard driving playing. And then we all flew home to our respective places and we did the graphics on the plane and we emailed them from a Kinko's in Knoxville, Tennessee to Omaha, Nebraska, where they print CDs and do this kind of thing. And then they mailed them from Omaha, Nebraska to Lyons, Colorado, where we picked them up yesterday, just in time to bring them down to our CD launch here in New Mexico. Thank you. It's six songs. It's six of our favorites. It's out there. It's got a purple cover. It's only $10 because it's six songs, and we're going to come out with more later. And I hope you do. That's what I'm trying to say. You guys are special. We're like, we have to have CDs for New Mexico. And this particular song we're about to do is on it. It's a new one.
It's a Christian original, and it's track number two.
That's right. Track number two. Thank you. raise a ruckus?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Hey, we fully expect you to sing along on this next one. I know we're in New Mexico, but this is an old Georgia string band number, and somehow I get the vibe like New Mexico can relate to Georgia.
That Wild West thing.
Yeah.
Send it to the pawn shop. She's so good. But we are going to do a song. Part of the old time tradition has no part for songwriting, but we decided since
that's
we're.
Not true. They're just all dead.
The songwriters lived a long time ago.
Where did they come from then? They just were.
They just were. And they are.
Dread wrote a lot, and Anon, too, was busy.
So we. We're an educated bunch. We like to write songs. Reina! So
So we're going to do a feature song here that our lovely banjo player wrote all by herself. She speaks, how many people speak Spanish? Well, Abby doesn't speak Spanish, but she speaks Chinese. And if you, maybe during the set break, if you nudge her a little bit, she might sing a song for you in Chinese. An old time bluegrass sounding song, but in Chinese. It's quite incredible. So she might do that in our second set. But for now, we are going to feature Abby on a song that she wrote called, Rockabye Dixie. It's a lovely song. I think you'll enjoy it. We just have a couple more, and then we look forward to meeting you all in the lobby. Steps. Any dancers out in the audience?
Yep.
Flowers? Well, you're in for a treat. This young woman lives in Baltimore, Maryland. She's about to move to Nashville, and she's originally from Portland, Oregon, and she is the athlete in the band. She runs 100 miles a day, and she can do yoga poses that you've only dreamed of. She knows how to do websites, and she Yeah, she's computer. She's a Renaissance woman. Please make her welcome all the way from somewhere out east, about to be Nashville, Tennessee, Kristen Andreasen, everybody.
Wishes it was as good as this. More Uncle Earl.
Thank you.
old time music may have heard various versions of before. A song called Sugar Babe. We do a version from The Wandering Ramblers and Paul Brown.
Cool.
Paul Brown. And with some words actually from you heard of the Hammonds family? They're a family of fiddlers and singers and banjo players from West Virginia, and there's a beautiful collection of music. Who put that out? That it's a green box set. Is it Smithsonian? It might have been
Smithsonian. Was it Rounder? I'm pretty sure.
It might have been Rounder. These are source recordings that oftentimes we try to go back to, learn songs and words off of. So some of the words from this song come from a recording of Ed and Hammond singing, I think, on that record.
Sugar Babe.
Did you have a nice break? I saw the cookies were gone, so that's probably a good sign. And you can walk out in the air here in New Mexico, and it's just like, it's kind of like being underwater, isn't it? Just sort of perfect. You just glide out, no resistance. Okay, here we go. Ain't got no use for that red rocking chair. I got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now.
What else could a poor boy do?
would be complete without a murder ballad. So we got to kill somebody somewhere in the show. So being that this is a group of all women, I thought this might be a good place to sort of make use of the fact that I've been collecting murder ballads where the woman kills the man, which they're kind of rare. There aren't very many of them.
Laugh now, we're going camping tomorrow night.
So this is a little story about, you know, things not to tell your girlfriend. You know, you'll see. It's called Lo Bonnie, and it comes from a recording of a guy from South Carolina named Jimmy Tarleton. Any Jimmy Tarleton fans out there? Yeah, it's understandable. He's pretty obscure. He's dead.
They're catching on.
Because he said the wrong thing to his girlfriend.
She stabs him with her penknife. She's really mad. She kills him, and then she goes, "Oh no, what did I do? Don't die." magic.
Sometimes I think those old time tunes are basically, you know, the same old stories, but told with banjos. I feel like old time music a lot of times is sort of an old time version of the Jerry Springer Show. Nothing has changed.
These people are so slick, I can hardly stand it. So this is an old-time fiddle tune called The Girl I Left Behind Me. It's one I learned from my dad. He doesn't really approve of my chord choices, though.
Visited really long time ago, I thought, oh, it's brown, kind of ugly. And then I slowly realized just how absolutely beautiful this place is. It's like none other. And no one can quite describe it like Mr. McCarthy can. So I wrote this song when I was reading, I think All the Pretty Horses, went up to El Paso. There's this, it's a kind of a shortcut to get to the airport. I don't remember the name of the road, but it's this beautiful pass that overlooks the city. The Trans Mountain Pass, that's it. So this song goes out to the Trans Mountain Pass. How far is that song? We may ask, but we'll never know what the light that we see started many
comes out.
happens, so you have to basically adjust a string or do something to it to change it. You don't play out of a standard tuning, so. Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah. I really like writing songs in open tunings because it just, it's like a big, pretty sound, I think. So this is Mandarin Chinese. And I have the lucky opportunity, somebody recorded me on a mini disc at the International Bluegrass Music Awards. In the hallway, I translated a Gillian Welch song. It was the first song I had done in Chinese. And they had sent it to their brother in Shanghai, who sent it to their friend in New York, who's, you know, Barber's flight attendant, gave it to their sister. And all of a sudden, I have this soundtrack opportunity. And I've got three songs on a soundtrack for an international cable Chinese reality TV show. So, if you get channel like 1038, you can see it. It's going to be a six-week, 12-episode thing. And anyway, it's a bunch of weird people like myself who are either American, Chinese-American, or Canadian-Chinese that write songs in Chinese and perform them. There's going to be a hip-hop band and a punk band and I'm the bluegrass represent. And they don't even know that I'm old time. That's the funny thing. So it doesn't matter. I'm bluegrass. So this is called 日出日摩, and it's my newest song. I just recorded it. It's about love. Thank you.
it is we just heard it actually for the first time. We were lucky enough in Boulder yesterday to go and talk to a class of students at the university on, I think the course title was Self and Society. And the professor was talking about identity and music and asked us to come in and talk about old-time music, bluegrass music, where we come to it as performers and what the music means for us who are making a career out of it. And Abby sang that song for them, and two of the women in the class raised their hands and said, you know, we've been talking all semester about authenticity and traditional music and what it all means, and I think that's about the most authentic thing I've heard, is what somebody said, because this is obviously, who else on the planet could come up with something that's combining really old traditional American style on the banjo and Chinese language. It's just great. It's really cool what Abby's making up these days. So I need to preface this next number. I'm going to dance again for you, but I found out something really cool at the break. I was talking to some of the women. Where's the woman I was talking to? Elizabeth. Yeah, there's Elizabeth right there. I was talking about this beautiful space, which you're lucky enough to have in your community, that offers dance and yoga and all kinds of movement classes. And I was saying how beautiful the floor was. It just felt like the greatest place to dance in. And she said, well, it's no accident, because this is an old dance hall that was here, am I right? And the building has just been given historic status for being an old dance hall, for being here from a long time. What year? Do you know what year?
In the
50s. For being constructed in the 50s as a dance space where people would come and do partner dancing, and that's our favorite kind of activity. And I have to say, it's what got me into this kind of music, was the dancing first and then the music. And I know everybody up here on stage has played for dances, so I just want to give a shout out to the spirits that are in this room that danced here before, because I think you can feel it in the floor.
So we're gonna start off this dance number here with an old tune that comes from the coast of North Carolina called Julianne Johnson.
For making that guacamole back there. You?
Yeah. It's gone.
Oh my.
We were back there, we were eating it with our hands, just like shoveling it in.
Forget the chips.
Thank you.
everyone and everybody who helped put this show together. It was somewhat last minute, and of course, thanks to everybody who came out.
Yes, thank you.
Lovely, lovely evening.
Thank you for coming.
Our pleasure. This last one is called Keys to the Kingdom, but tonight we're going to call it Keys to the SUV, because we can't find our keys.
We can't find any keys. We need them.
Yeah. I meant to make copies before we left, but...
Yeah. What did we call it? Moving to New Mexico.
Who took our keys? We've been threatening Bevan that we're just going to take over, and he's... not welcome. Oh, no, you can come over and visit. But from the sound of it, we may, we just...
move on in.
All right. We need a ride to your place, though, because...
ready?
Yeah.
So this was recorded in 1937 in Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. A woman named Lily Knox, a black woman. Recorded by Alan Lomax and his wife. Ruby Terrell, I believe. Sure. Anyway, this is called Keys to the SUV. I've got the keys to the kingdom. Sing along. World can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. Go, Gabriel, get the trumpet. I move on down to the sea. Don't you sound that trumpet until you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. World can't do me no harm. Bring old John on the island. I place him in a kettle of oil. Then the angels came from heaven down. Told him that the old boy, I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. World can't do me no harm. Take old Paul and Silas, I place him in jail below. But then the angels came from heaven down and unlocked the prison house door. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. The world can't do me no harm. When I get in trouble, I know I done no crime. Wake up, Central in glory, and Jesus come to the phone. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. World can't do me no harm. I got the keys in my bosom. Carried everywhere I go. Got the keys in my bosom. World can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. World can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom.